You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Why won't you look at me? What will make you not look at me while I'm preaching? Why are you distracted looking down? Looking down at what? Sometimes you got to catch it. Your eye needs to elevate. You need to focus. You may think you're focused, but you're not focused. Your eye is designed to tune in to what you hear. Right. So if you call my name, I'm going to look. And if I call your name, you should look. But you shouldn't look just when I call your name. You should look when the word is going forth. That's how you deal with the hidden places.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Respect the Layers. Today, Bishop will be teaching from James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4.
And sometimes we overlook the unseen spaces, the in-betweens. Hallelujah. That space in between, I like to call them transitional zones as well. When you're handing off a baton in a four-leg relay race, that transitional zone is so important to take the baton and hand it off to the next person. You got to practice there. Well, you may be fast, but if you outrun the next person, if you haven't practiced and we drop that baton, all four and all of your training and all that you went around and all that you did is disqualified. Just because you didn't practice handing it off. Because in a relay race, none of us can win alone. Amen. Well, who really cares about practicing relay, passing a baton? I got it. Oh, it's our time. I got it. I got that. That's chump. That's chump stuff. I learned that years ago. But actually, I don't care how. You can be Bolt. If you're in a relay race, you got to practice. You got to catch a person's rhythm. You got to know when to take off if you're receiving the baton. And you got to know when to slow down when you're giving the baton. You don't outrun the next leg. You got to find the transitional zone and smoothly pass it on. You got to become so good at it. So good at it, you don't have to think about it. It happens naturally. Oh, and you take off. And this is where we need to be when it comes to growth and development. God, people will never see the practice as it relates to a relay race, but it's critical if you're going to win. Okay. Write it down. God didn't just work in moments of elevation, but he works in the deep personal layers of our lives. God didn't just work on graduation day. I made it. God is at work every level and every layer. When you're dealing with a difficult teacher that seems to be pointing their finger at you, where you're in high school or middle school and you seem to be misunderstood, when you join the football team and you don't like the coach and you want to quit, somebody's got to tell you you're going to finish the season. It's not whether the coach likes you or not. I'm trying to get you to build layers. And if you quit every time it gets tough, what you going to do when you become a man? And you got a family, you're going to quit? You don't quit because it's hard. You don't quit because they don't like you. You don't quit because you don't feel right and they don't have your vibe. What you mean vibe? What? I don't need a vibe. I stand on principle. I don't need a vibe. Vibe with what? Who said so? Where did you get this from? Who trained you in vibes? You got an umbilical cord from your mother's womb. You do what she tells you to do until you get to the age of 12, and your father takes over after that. And then he teaches you how to work the business. You take on responsibilities. And when you turn 18, you should be at a place now where you can hold yourself. Even if you leave home, you don't lose it. The first semester you go to college and you smoking it all up and you wide open because you lost. Where are the layers? You don't vibe with people because they smoke with you. Who's standing on the same principle? Who's going in the same direction? All of that is guided through trials. Well, I'm preaching. You'll be undernurtured and overdeveloped. Well, Bishop, I didn't have a father. Well, you got a church. What are you talking about? You got a church. There's a lot of men up in here. And you see more fathers if you never have one in here than you would in a home. All you got to do is look at them. How do you become successful? How did you become successful? How did you become successful? Well, when I was in the ninth grade, I almost quit. I got caught with drugs going in school. My father almost beat me to death. He and I got in a fight. He kicked me out. And while I was messing up, I heard somebody preaching a message. It changed my life, and I began to do the right things. They told me you're either going to jail or you're going in the military. So I went in the military, and everything shifted. Talk to people around you, and you'll find out right around us, there are all kind of miracles. I didn't come out of my mother's womb with a microphone. I had to learn how to read, and it was tough for Merton Clark. I couldn't comprehend. I was afraid of math. Now I can do math in my head. I needed a tutor. Some of us, we don't get it fast. We're not geniuses. We may have the potential, but we're not geniuses. For some reason, there was a block for me. I'm the kind of person, if I get it, though, I almost have a photostatic. But it takes a little time for me to get it. And I'm not ashamed of that now. Glory to God. I got a lot of people that don't get it that God has sent to me, and I can see you. Just don't get it. I better not hear quit on you as much as we say. I can't quit. What you talking about? Oh, my, don't you quit on me. Oh, God. I left it out strategically. Y'all caught it. I can't quit. All right. We don't quit here. Come on. The cliche is quitters never win and winners never quit. I want to focus today on how God's intention is to shape us and not just elevate us. And Jeremiah, he said, I want you to go down to the potter's wheel, and there I will speak to you about what I want to do. And when Jeremiah went down, what is this? You want me to go to the potter's wheel? It's messy there. But God told Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house, to the wheel, and there I will speak to you about what I'm doing. And he said when he got there, he saw a potter molding clay. Why would God send a prophet to a pottery place there where it's messy, muddy, and he's going to send him in there with a winding wheel as he's molding clay? And God began to speak to the prophet about what he wants to do with Israel. And I believe some of us need to go to the potter's house and you begin to see what God is trying to do with you, because he's not just after elevating you and getting you on the market. He's about shaping you. He's about molding you and getting some straw out of you. And making sure that you've been fired, not fired from the job, but you can test the heat. You can take the heat when the pottery has to go in the heat. You can take it. We don't know what's in you until you're disappointed. I don't know what's in your head until I cast you down. I can take a bottle of water, a plastic bottle of water, and if the screw don't right and cast it down, I can pick it back up and drink from it. But if the top is not on right, everything leaks out. And some of us, we're not screwed on right. We're not screwed on right. As soon as there's disappointment, we lose it. Because we didn't take care of layers. We're just on a new level. You want God to take care of the unseen layers before he elevates and lifts you up to the new level. When I say look at me, I want you to shout levels. I say when I say look at me. You're listening, right? That's right. Say, why did you say look at me? I'm really trying to get your attention. And so if I'm the teacher, you need to look at who? Right, you need to be looking at me if I'm the teacher. Those cameras are looking at me. That's the discipline of the cameraman right now to make sure what I'm saying is pumped to the world. Now, if he didn't know his place and he didn't have levels on, he would be looking at all of the fine women. Yeah, that one right there. That one. Yeah, that one right there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But if you're a cameraman here, what should you be focusing on? It's not sacrilegious if I say, look at me. I'm not pointing people to me, but right here, you should be focused and calibrated on me as I talk to the world. And there are moments when you're teaching, people need to look at you. They need to hear from you. And you want to make sure that when they're listening to you, your layers are intact. Because whatever is in the unseen will seep through your mouth. Whatever's in the heart in abundance will come out of your mouth. And if you didn't fix the layers, foolishness is going to come out. Especially when you're squeezed. You ever heard the term hurting people do what? Right. That's because they didn't take care of layers. So when I say look at me, I want you to shout levels. Look at me.
Levels.
Good, good. Look at me, levels. Now I want you to shout layers. Shout it.
Layers.
We like to celebrate levels, but God works in layers. We want the next breakthrough to the next level, but God wants the next promotion to be done after he lays track for the next, for each layer. Many people want to skip over the in-betweens. That's why I love sometime to take stairs when I'm going to levels. First floor, second floor. You know why? Because each step represents a layer as you move to the next floor. And sometime God wants you to see that when your life is intact or when you're trying to get it intact. I would rather take the step of layers as I go up than just get on an elevator and all of a sudden I'm at the ninth floor and we think life is like that. Even if you take the elevator, somebody had to build layers. And you may have to climb down the staircase if there's an emergency, which simply means you want to be able to depend on the layers that have been formed if there's an emergency. Thank you, Lord. If the house burns down or your building and you got $80,000 of stuff in it, what do you do? Is it God's will? People are laughing at you. I knew that church wasn't going anywhere. All of the things that said for over a year, and I soar. What do you do when your level has been frustrated? You got to be able to revert back. I didn't have anything when you called me. And if you got to take me to ash, I'm still going to serve you. Because it's not just about buildings. It's about people. Thank you, no children were inside. Thank you, Lord. We were about to open up a cold night shelter the next day. I'm glad no child was inside. That's where my mind is. Where does your mind go? I asked you to come to the altar. The Lord said, cast down strongholds. Get rid of your frustrations. People still holding on to them while they sit there when I'm preaching. Why won't you look at me? What would make you not look at me while I'm preaching? Why are you distracted looking down? Looking down at what? Sometimes you got to catch it. Your eye needs to elevate. You need to focus. You may think you're focused, but you're not focused. Your eye is designed to tune in to what you hear. Right. So if you call my name, I'm going to look. And if I call your name, you should look. But you shouldn't look just when I call your name. You should look when the word is going forth. That's how you deal with the hidden places. Oh, man, I'm preaching. God is not just in the seen. He's in the hidden. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. The secret place is a hidden spot where the devil can't touch you. And God deals with our secret places as well. And when you fix them, the devil can't touch you. Levels will change your position. Write it down. But layers change your person. Are you ready for God to work? Yes. Well, if you're ready for God to work, can you give him praise? Yes. Come on, everybody. Come on, everybody. I'm ready for God to work, so I'm giving him praise. Thank you, Lord. I'm clapping my hands. I'm ready for God to work. The series is called Authenticity. Keep it real. Before God promotes you to another level, he told me to lay track for the layer, to change the language of levels, to make you see it differently. God wants you to think about the in-betweens before you go to the next level, the hidden spots. Luke chapter 10, 16 and verse 10, he who is faithful in what is least is also in much. If I'm faithful in the least, or that which is hidden, I'm faithful in much. If I'm faithful in practice, I'll be faithful in performance. If I'm mediocre in practice, even if I wing it, God is looking at it. Tupac said, picture perfect, paint a perfect picture. And even in college, people are talking about that lyric. Today, Tupac said, picture perfect, paint a perfect picture. You want the picture to be perfect, so paint it perfectly. Stop talking about take my mistakes for love. You practice until you get it right. You unpack that for your life. You want a perfect image? Then paint it perfectly. Take the time. Get the right tools. Practice before you put it on the canvas. Take something that you can throw away and learn your skill until you get it right. Private communion determines public proclamation. What you do in private will eventually put you on stage. Don't get on stage if you haven't done the work in private. Because your ability to perform can take you places where your character can't keep you. I said promotion or elevation can revealed exposes the ground you were standing on concealed. I like this one in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. Should be on the screen. For everything there is a season. You mean there's a season to deal with elevation? Yeah, and there's a season to deal with what you can't see. What ticks you off, and then why does it tick you off? Let's pull a string all the way to the thing that messes you up. I guarantee it's not tied to what you see right now. It's tied to something that happened in childhood or something that that happened to you when you were young and it wasn't layered right. Ah, Jesus. I could pull a string all the way to it. All the way to it. Look at it. What? Oh, that's what happened to you. And you got locked in eternal childhood here and you're expecting adults to deal with the childhood trauma. When we should fix the trauma and get that right and seal it. That's what the Holy Spirit is here to do. Seal us until the day of what? Redemption. Has he sealed you? Or are you still leaking? So you get to him for development and then he seals it. Glory to God. And you'll be ready when Jesus comes. What is that song, honey? And be ready when Jesus come. And be ready when Jesus come. Sign me up. No. It's a fast song. Be ready when Jesus come. Get something. Be ready when Jesus come. Kathy, you know any one of those Pentecostal songs? Put your time in. Payday is coming. But it's be ready when Jesus come as well. But it's like put your time in. Payday is coming after a while. That's what they used to sing when I was a kid. Put your time in. Payday is coming after a while. Right. You know what? You get paid on a Friday. You work almost 50 weeks in a year to get 2 weeks off, right? Think about what I'm saying. 50 weeks to get 2 weeks off. And we live for the 2 weeks, but really you need to make sure that you're sound in the 50. Which means layers are more important than levels. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. I got 2 weeks off with pay. But what did you do? You gunged it up? You gambled it up? You screwed it? Literally? Or did you really put time in? You set aside something for God, set aside something for your future, paid your bills before you took off and went to Las Vegas. I had a dream that I hit the numbers. You mortgage your house for it? Man, I'm preaching today. See, the reason why we do stuff in our adulthood is because we miss layers in our childhood. But God want to fix that. That's why he told Nicodemus, you must be born again. There's some things that if you're born again, we now can put a handle on. If you find Jesus now, hallelujah, and know the true purpose of him down on the cross when we saw the passion of the Christ and went through all of that. He died. Yes, he died. But he was raised from the dead for my justification, or just as if I'd never sinned. He doesn't just want me saved and being able to go to heaven. He wants me whole. Point number one. Write it down. Levels are public, layers are private. Levels are public, layers are private. Very simple. God is after layers, not just levels. Levels are what people see. Layers are what God works on. It's on the screen, Matthew 6:6. But you, when you pray, go into your room. And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees you in secret will do what? Will reward you openly. Notice the Father who deals with you when no one else can see you. Not the way you pray in church, Lord, have mercy. And everybody, oh man, that person can pray. That's not what God is after. God, have mercy. That's not what God looks at. It's the ones who's praying when no one else is there.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Respect the Layers, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
New members class is every Sunday at 10 a.m. at the TR Palm Bay campus and after the 11 a.m. service at TR North. You can also join us for the new members intensive at the TR Palm Bay campus on Saturday, May 2nd, and complete all 8 orientation lessons in one day. Class begins promptly at 9 a.m. Please arrive by 8:30 a.m. to sign in. For more information, email connect@truthrevealed.org. The School of Prayer will kick off at the TR Palm Bay campus on Wednesday, May 6th at 7 p.m. during our midweek worship service. Join us on Thursday, May 7th at 7 p.m. for the National Day of Prayer and Friday, May 8th at 7 p.m. for our Harp and Bowl.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.